I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. I'm in this with you every single day. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. So we are going to talk a little bit about changing your stride and finding things that work for you when you find yourself unable to do business the way you always do. So I brought on Jess here to talk to you about the great changes that she made, the new business that she built, and I'll just let her tell her story. So thanks, Jess, so much for joining me.
Thank you, Dawn, for having me on. It is awesome to be able to come on and share some space with you again today. I adore you. And so, woohoo, thank you.
I adore you as well. I'm so happy to have you here. So why don't you tell everyone who you are and who you serve?
Okay. Well, hi, all. My name is Jess, and I am a professional photographer of over 24 years who took my love for what I do and that passion and those years of experience and did a pivot, which we'll get into there a little bit. But on top of that, though, I am also a mom, a wildland firefighter wife, a grandma to three, just got my newest grandbaby about a week and a half ago. He just hit his 2-week birthday. And yeah, that's me. I'm a plant lover, a book nerd, a gamer, all those things. So, awesome. And who I serve for my business, it's an interesting question. On a general spectrum, I serve anybody and everybody that has an interest in taking better pictures or needs pictures or just loves to take pictures or wants to learn to take pictures. But specifically for my business, I serve small business owners who are looking to have more authentic images to be able to use for their marketing purposes and not have to use the same stock images everybody else is, as well as very busy moms on the go who want to maybe do pictures with their sweethearts or family portraits, in addition to doing some of their business pictures all at the same time kind of deal. So those who need pictures and need them quick and easy and affordable.
So let's tell the story. You are like a remote photographer. This is so fascinating to me how you've done this, the software and things that you use. Tell everyone, how did you become a remote photographer where you're taking pictures literally around the world instead of just going on site and meeting people for portraits?
For sure. And I'm still waiting for you to have time, because I would love to run that process through with you, just so you know. let's talk about that after here. But so as I said, I've had my photography business for over 24 years. My family and I moved from Arizona to Utah almost 8 years ago. And when we moved out here to Utah, I had to basically rebuild my business from the ground up. I never marketed or networked out of state because I never really had any planned intention of moving out of state. So the thought never crossed my mind. So when we got out here, I had to rebuild. And we moved out here, completely different environment, culturally, spiritually, financially, all of the things. We didn't know anybody out here. We didn't have family and friends out here. It was literally just our little family picked up, came out. And so in the process of rebuilding, I had to understand that there was like this huge saturated market out here. I think that in the photography industry specifically, no matter where you go, there is a huge saturation of photographers, because every year for Christmas, people get new cameras and they're like, I love taking pictures. I'm going to learn how to do this camera and I'm going to start a business kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with that at all whatsoever. But in the process of trying to rebuild, I had to take a look at a lot of the different things that I was doing. I niched down to branding, personal branding and family portraits, because I saw that there was a need for it in Arizona. I was doing a lot of weddings, birth sessions, seniors, families, but I was also doing the branding images for small businesses in town and helping them with their social media presences and stuff. I do their pictures, their product pictures, their event pictures, help them run their social media platforms, etc. So when we moved out here, I niched all of that down and took a year off to figure out what I was going to do with all of that and worked on personal projects, and then figured it out and started pushing forward for it. And then obviously, well, not obviously, because you know, Dawn, but your listeners might not know, I started having health issues, and I ended up going through a 6.5-7 year journey with thyroid issues that resulted in having thyroid cancer. I had to have surgery in November of 2020. And that's pretty much when my pivot happened. So when my surgery was scheduled, it was right in the beginning heights of the pandemic craziness that was going on. And obviously people were not like booking a photographer. They were not like, hey, let's go meet at the park or have you come to our house to do pictures. A, because nobody knew what was going to happen. There was a lot of job security questions going on. So financially, people were not wanting to put the money out to do that. It's, you know, I'm very aware of my years of experience that photography is not a necessary expense unless you are a business and you use images for your marketing and advertising purposes. Otherwise, it's just one of those fun things that you go and you spend money on kind of deal. And I acknowledge that. So wasn't a whole lot going on there. But right before I went into surgery, I was thinking to myself, you know, my business has been on autopilot for like the last year and a half, 2 years now, since I got the cancer diagnosis and was going through all of that stuff. I really need to figure out something to do here to pivot so I can still do what I love, still be my own boss, still make my own schedule, be available for the family whenever they need me. But something's got to give, something's got to change. And so as I was scrolling through Instagram, I hang out all of the time on Clubhouse and Instagram. I was scrolling through and I found a couple of photographers that I follow that had started offering remote photography sessions. And I thought to myself, that is genius. I so love that. I wrote down some notes for myself on how I would maybe want to do that or add that into my services packaging. You know, just kind of like referencing to like what I would want to do with that, how I would want to take that and make that my own. And then I put it on the back burner. I went in and did my surgery. I had a couple of months of recovery from the surgery. And during that time is when I joined Clubhouse. And when I joined Clubhouse, I started meeting people from all over the world. Now, depending on where you are here in the States, depending on the area that you're in each state, you know for yourself that based on what your specific industry is, there are some areas where people don't spend a lot of money. People are looking for a lot of things that are going to be free or extremely cheap kind of deal. And then there's going to be other areas where the financial structure of that area is going to be a little bit more. People have extra money. They have discretionary income to spend and do stuff and whatnot. And the area that we are in happened to be one of those where that is not a deal. The discretionary income is not something that people just have flowing like rivers of green out of their pockets. And so when I joined Clubhouse and started meeting people from all over the world, and they were like, I wish I could work with you. I love your work. I love your eye for how you capture the realness of people, da 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 da. But I'm here in Canada, or I'm over here in the United Kingdom, or I'm over here in California, or I'm over here in these other places, and you're in Utah. So I don't know how that's going to work. And I thought to myself, oh, I have that remote photography info. I should pull that out and put something together for it. So I pulled out all that info. I went back to those photographers that I was following that offered it in the first place. And was like, okay, they are not offering it this way anymore. They basically had gone back to in-person, on-location work. A couple of them still had like a portfolio that they had for it, but it wasn't their main focus of what they were pushing. And so it's like, okay, so there's going to be like a little niche here that a lot of people know about or understand. I can totally do something with this and run with it. And so that's kind of how that came about. I went through and completely reworked all of my social media platforms, my website, redesigned everything. I took all of those years of photos and portfolio stuff that I had from in-person, on-location stuff down. Did a model call in some of the networking groups that I'm on in Clubhouse so that I could get some models to come in and practice with me and let me take pictures of them remotely to be able to use to put onto the new website and to basically just relaunch and do this whole pivot. And that's kind of how it started and where we ended up with. So when I first initially did this pivot, I did the first three sessions, I want to say, the first three model sessions via FaceTime. And how that looked is, so Dawn, if you had hired me to do pictures with you, there's a whole process I go through. If I have you sign a model release, it's all done online. You have a client portal that you just click one link and you go to it and all your information is there. You'd get a questionnaire about, you know, depending on what kind of picture session it is that we're doing. If it was for your business, there's questions on there that ask about, like, what are your brand colors? What's your mission statement? Like, what do you do that sets you apart from the other 10 people in your industry that offer the same kind of stuff? Different things like that to give me an idea of what kind of stories it is that we're trying to tell that are unique to you and what you do. And then if you are doing a family or a couple session, there's a whole other set of questions that come with that of, like, who's going to be in the picture? How old is everybody? Like, is there something significant happening in your life right now that's making you do these pictures? Different things like that, so that we have like a planning scenario. And then I would call you on FaceTime and we would do the photo shoot. So I did the first three like this and the pictures were cute, but I was not completely like 100% satisfied with them. And I've found that when I am not 100% satisfied with them, the client is usually not 100% satisfied with them, because I think they can kind of feel my vibe and my energy on it, kind of thing, right? Like, oh yeah, here you go, here's your pictures kind of thing, versus me being like, oh, these turned out so beautiful. I love these. Can't wait for you to see them. And so those first three sessions on FaceTime, they turned out okay, but the quality wasn't quite right there. So I started doing my research. I went back into those photographers I followed on Instagram that originally had inspired this idea for me to do the remote photography stuff, and started looking through people that they were following for those specific remote photography sessions and what was going on with them. And that is how I came across the Shutter app. And the Shutter app is an app that is, it was an app made by photographers for photographers specifically during the pandemic so that people could still connect and do photo shoots. And basically what it does, it just allows me to log in and connect. Well, not, I log into the app on my end, you log into the app on your end. It connects us together. And it gives me full access and control to the camera on your device. I can't see or do anything else with your device, just the camera. And then I'm able to go through our planned photo shoot of the notes from the questions and things that we have discussed and planned beforehand. And we take your pictures. So that was a lot, but there you go.
That's amazing. I love this, you know, people finding a way around, a workaround always, right? So we can't do it the original way. People are not going to meet me at the park. I need to figure this out. And I'm really glad that you got healthy and over, you know, your health challenges. But this is just amazing that now people have an access to creative artists that, like you said, don't live in Utah, that you still need the eye of photographer. You still need the composition and those things. And these are not selfies. I mean, this remote photography is truly, like you're saying, you're booking an entire session. There's a purpose behind the session. You have all the back information. I think it's a phenomenal way to do this. And it's allowed you to grow your business internationally in a very short period of time.
It has. It's been a lot of fun.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about Clubhouse. I think you're the only person I have ever had on the podcast that says, I love it and I find clients on Clubhouse. How is that working? Most of the time you hear now about TikTok. So talk to us about this Clubhouse thing, because there's someone on here who goes Clubhouse. I didn't know that was a little thing.
You know, I've actually heard that from people in my circles on Clubhouse. Of Clubhouse is dying, people are leaving in mass groups and going to different platforms. I absolutely love Clubhouse. I'm very intentional with my schedule there. For those that don't know what Clubhouse is, it is an audio platform. So think of it as Zoom, but without the video aspect of it. You can have your profile picture. You can change your picture out. You can do all kinds of fun little interaction things within it. But you basically go in and you get to learn and share and grow in an audio setting. I love to get to talk to people. And so I've absolutely loved it. And I don't go in there. Well, let me back that up. So as I said, I am super intentional with my scheduling. So Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, I have scheduled rooms that I either help in or I run myself, where we go in and we talk about different things. We network, we talk about social media, we talk about photography stuff, we talk about health and wellness stuff, all of those things. I'm super intentional with the people that I follow and the rooms that I go into and the groups that I join there, so that I know that I'm always going in, because it's a tool. It's a tool for me. Yes, I've gone on there and been able to make friends that I think will be lifelong friends and that I absolutely adore, but it's still a tool for me. So I am super intentional with who I hang out with, who I refer on there, groups that I refer on there, the rooms that I go in and talk about, the rooms that I go in and participate in and whatnot. And I have had great success with it, because my focus in there is not to go in there and sell. My focus is to go in there and to learn and to share what I'm passionate about and to grow my community by making those connections and getting to know people that way. So for example, I have a friend of mine, Adam, who I met on Clubhouse, and he started coming into, we followed each other on Clubhouse, and he was coming into my rooms. I was going into his rooms when I could catch them. Then we started following each other on Instagram. And I want to say it was a good 6 months of us following each other, engaging and supporting each other on Instagram and also in Clubhouse, in the different rooms that we were in together, and just interacting and talking back and forth about things. You know, I could post a remote photo picture from a client and have my little blurb about it or whatever. And he would make a funny comment like, "This is a beautiful picture. Too bad my face would break the camera. That's why I won't do a photo shoot." Just little funny jokes that he was making of himself. And like I said, about 6 months into us having these regular communications and interactions with each other, I finally just messaged him in the DMs on Instagram. And I said, "Hey, I accept your challenge. I have insurance on my camera. Let's do it. Let's do a photo shoot. And if you break it, oh, well, I'll get a new one, but let's try it. Let's see." And he was like, "Okay, let's do it." And so he booked a photo shoot. We did it. He got some great pictures. He absolutely loves the pictures. He's used them on all his social media profiles. He's got a lot of compliments about them. And the different things that he's learned and we've talked about in our interactions together have inspired him to go home and get boxes and baby books of family pictures and the family albums, and to go back through them and check them out and relive some of those fun family moments that he had forgotten about, things that he had forgotten about from growing up and whatnot, that he got to revisit and relive because he was going through all of his picture stuff, because we were talking about so many things photography related. And all of that started because we connected on Clubhouse.
That's amazing. And, you know, I think it's pictures, how do I say this? There's sometimes an afterthought. Like, I can tell you that when the kids were going to school and we had school pictures and we had sports pictures and we had all the things, we were religious about getting them done. And then they grow up and they leave and you're just like, okay, I'm not sure what to do anymore. And then when you're in business though, it makes sense to do it, you know, in a business sense, like you said, product photography and social media photography and things like that. But generally speaking, I think there are going to be listeners on here who are like, "Oh, when's the last time we had pictures done that weren't maybe necessarily for our business or weren't just capturing things that we need to capture for like social media or something?" So if you need branding photography, I would suggest you get with Jeff and do it remotely. And this is your sign to book a session and get that done. Because this is, you know, pretty incredible that you're able to do it from anywhere. And you know, somebody is going to listen to the story and go, "You know, it's been a while since I went through the baby books." So So yeah, it's pretty important to take the time to do those things.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And, you know, and it's true. Pictures are not something that people think about on a regular basis. When it comes to your family portraits and whatnot, I would say doing them at least once a year, because it's true. After the kids move out, it's like, my kids still get mad at me because we get together every Sunday for a family dinner game night. And I'm always taking pictures of the different activities that we do together. But I do that because that's what I'm passionate about, right? Most people who aren't thinking, oh, I need to take pictures of all of this stuff kind of thing. It's just a great way to be able to look back over the years and see how much your family has grown and changed. And this can be applied to the business aspect as well, excuse me, for the branding stuff. You know, your business and your family at the beginning of the year are going to evolve into something completely different 6 months later, 4 months later, heck, even the next year, and taking those pictures and documenting that storyline of how those progressions have happened, how maybe the business has grown and the services have branched off into other things. And maybe you brought in more team members, et cetera. And same with the family, like maybe your teenager went from the punk rock phase to the, I'm going to relive the Britney Spears phase to, you know what I mean? Having pictures documents all of that.
Yeah, that is so incredibly true. Incredibly true. So how can people find you and maybe book with you or look at your portfolio or learn more about your remote photography? And of course, you do train other photographers. So anybody listening who has the photo bug and wants to learn something different, you need to reach out to Jess.
Thank you for that, Dawn. So you can find me pretty much on any social media platform. My tag across the board is J Wilson Pix. It's JWILSONPIX. I am on all of the platforms. However, I hang out most on Clubhouse and Instagram, and Facebook and Twitter would be like the next runners up. So you can find me on any of those. I have a bunch of information on my website, which is just www.jwilsonpix.com, where I go through the steps of like, this is what you need, and this is how we do these remote photo shoots. And then I have a couple of different package options. I've got my coaching programs on there. I've got my online photography courses that are listed on there. And so you can find that info anywhere in all of those spots. And whichever one you connect with me on, by all means, feel free to just shoot me a message, shoot me a DM and be like, hey, I heard you on Dawn's podcast and I have questions or whatever it might be. Booking, if you want to go check it out and you know, like, yeah, I need to do pictures and I want to book something, you can just book straight from my website, the www.jwilsonpix.com. I have breakdown all of the different packages that I offer there. And there's a little calendar link that you just click on the button and pick the date and time that works for you in your time zone. And away we go.
I love that. I'm going to put all of that information down inside the show notes. So you can go straight to the show notes and the links will be there. And you can find Jess on the different platforms and her website. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is a great conversation. And, you know, congratulations on making this pivot and really creating a niche within the industry that, it, like you said, other people have already walked away from, but you see that there's still tremendous potential in being able to do this work.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I'm here to stay. This is my focus. I've transitioned everything into the remote. So it is my life's purpose now. I like to say I'm the photographer in your back pocket that you didn't know you needed. So I'm out to change the world one back pocket at a time. Thank you for having me on, Dawn.
Thank you. I love that. Okay. I will talk to you all next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. Take care.
Bye, all.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. If you want some more information about me or free resources, please visit my updated website, dawnkkennedy.com. Follow me on social at dawnkkennedyxo on Instagram and on Facebook at dawnkkennedymentor. I'll see you next time.